The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
No doubt small businesses and mid-sized companies have a lot of areas of concern: increased competition, recession, sales, cash flow, employee and client retention, of course. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is an expert who has identified the one problem that, when addressed, makes solving all the other problems much easier to solve, and beyond that, and even better, he has a solution. Gary Harbst is the founder of Six Disciplines and the author of the book Execution Revolution. The book is a product of his 30 years of experience, as well as about 100 man years of development and field testing, and about $20 million in funding. Joining us from Findlay, Ohio, to share his insights on many things, including what he calls an emerging new opportunity for small, mid-sized businesses, is Gary Harbst. Welcome to the Small Biz Brain, Gary.
Well, thank you, David.
Tell us the story of the evolution of your first company over that 20-year arc that you describe in the book, the one you ultimately sold to Microsoft. What was that all about?
It happened to start in 1980, right around the time the PC was beginning to birth. And over a 20-year period, we had a business that literally exploded and went from 1 to 450 people. And we sold accounting or business process software to small and mid-sized organizations. And over that 20-year period, I experienced about every mistake you can make between 1 and 450 people. And we worked with a lot of clients who were growing rapidly, and we saw common problems develop repeatedly. We all stepped in the same hole, so to speak. That was some of the background for this project.
This points, of course, to the book itself and the concept of balancing strategy and execution. So let's move right into this four-quadrant model that is a part of the work you've done, and it might be good to describe that for our audience and then take it from there.
Well, if you could visualize on a vertical axis two boxes stacked on top of each other, one is low poor strategy or weak strategy, and the one on top is high. And then if you visualize right next to it another two boxes, and so the horizontal dimension is execution dimension, and the right hand box on the lower right is a strong at execution but not so strong at strategy. The upper right hand box, quadrant two, we call it, is the balance of both strategy and execution. Businesses travel through those four boxes. What happens usually is a new business starts in quadrant one, that upper left-hand box, which is a good idea. And if it's a good idea, the business grows, and eventually you hire people, and your worry shifts from growing to managing the growth, and that's more of an execution focus, the lower right-hand side. And when you're in execution focus, you're worried about hiring more people, training them. You're worried about managing for profitability and growth and quality. And interestingly, a leadership tends to focus on that section once growth starts, and they start ignoring what they need to do to keep the growth going. And pretty soon you can drift then into the lower left-hand quadrant, which is, well, we call it firefighting, but it's basically the place where you've gotten expenses growing pretty rapidly because you've been growing and you're trying to stay ahead of the quality issues and service issues. But now the sales start to slow down, or the sales growth, and expenses are too high and growth is too low. And you get into this firefighting mode of crisis management, and you don't know which way to turn. All businesses go through these cycles and repeatedly. The question is, with a clear organized program, could you reduce the amount of time you spend in that firefighting mode? And our research shows absolutely yes, you can.
So, and clearly, members of our audience are small and mid-sized businesses, presumably are leaders in those businesses or owners of businesses like those. And I know they've experienced this phenomenon. So when you go into a company to first coach them or talk to them or consult, where do you start in terms of getting them to understand the dynamics of the strategy, execution, balance to keep these companies in quadrant two? Where do you start? What questions do you ask, and how do you proceed through that path?
Well, we often start by asking them where they see themselves being in those quadrants, those four quadrants. And it's interesting, the leadership team will answer it in different ways. You'll get a variety of answers. And in fact, because of this, we've created a what we call the execution challenge. It's a URL or a website that lets you distribute this electronically through your whole organization to sort of cast your vote as to where you think the company is on these four quadrants. That's the beginning of the discovery that hey, everybody doesn't see this the same way, and that starts the dialogue. We have a very rigorous program then for helping them uncover what is the vision for the company, and then once they've settled on that and vision and strategy, then we take them into building a plan for this year that will take them a step closer to that vision. And then next we break that plan down into individual plans and quarterly plans and project team plans. And eventually you engage the hearts and minds of everybody in the organization by allowing them to participate in crafting the plan. And that's, if you don't do that, if you just tell people what to do, you get half of their heart. You know, you get their mind, but maybe not their heart.
Yeah.
So it's like anything else, whether it's practicing for baseball or football or whatever, you have to practice. You can't ever master. You can't ever stop rehearsing. You have to keep practicing and practicing in order to get good at this.
Why do you think that some leaders have trouble grasping this from the beginning? What takes over for them?
Well, I haven't figured that out exactly. We noticed that for the most part, the guys that get it are ones who have been in business long enough to have seen their mistakes and see the consequences of them. So many times it's easier to speak to somebody in their 40s about this than a startup that has never been in business before or is just a few years into it, because they could still be in the growth phase and not have seen these cycles and the ups and downs. But once you've seen them a couple times and you realize how painful they are, then you begin to say, this is worth trying to avoid rather than dig your way out of.
Do you think that the length of these cycles is the same for all? Well, certainly it's not the same for all businesses, but does it correlate to the size of the operation in your view?
Well, the length of the cycles are not the same, but you touched on something that is a critical learning we found. One of the core reasons that organizations run into execution is that the better they solve a problem today, overcome whatever their barriers to growth are, the more they'll grow tomorrow, and then they'll have bigger competitors, they'll hire more people, their communication problems get tougher. And so it's kind of ironic that if you happen to be good today, you're almost guaranteeing that it's going to be harder for you to be good tomorrow. And it's that realization that causes savvy leaders to say, oh, I need a system to begin to prepare my organization's capacity to execute, because the problem, the execution challenge, is going to get greater and greater and greater. You can't wait. If you wait until the problem's upon you, then you will go into firefighting mode for a period of time, and you have this up-and-down kind of performance.
We're visiting with Gary Harbst. He's the author of Execution Revolution, his new book. And, Gary, the website for your operation for Six Disciplines is?
SixDisciplines.com, and, of course, the book's available, really, in all bookstores. It has really caught on, and it's become a bestseller, and I think it's because it hits a nerve. Everybody has an execution problem.
That's right. It's totally universal. Again, the website is www.sixdisciplines.com. You've mentioned in the book that there's sort of a unique opportunity for small and mid-sized companies around strategic and execution balance. Describe what you mean there.
Well, that's the revolution part of the title. Maybe okay. It's overused, but in this case, large execution is such a big problem that large businesses have invested billions and billions over the last 30 years in the information age trying to figure out better ways to manage it. And it's led to quality programs like Baldrige. It's led to data management and mining like OLAP. And it's led to ERP investments, on and on and on. There's six or seven major technology and thought leadership areas that big businesses have learned help. The problem is these are very specialized areas of expertise, too expensive for small businesses. And for the first time now, because of the Internet, we have all these proven practices that we can integrate into a complete program that makes it cost-effective for small organizations. And we liken this to India and cell phones. It's a leapfrog. You know, in the 20th century, America built all this landline infrastructure and was leading the world in communications, but then India couldn't invest in that. Now in the 21st century, they're adopting cell phones faster than anybody in the world, And it's because they didn't have all this outdated infrastructure to deal with.
Yeah, that's really fascinating, that whole phenomenon that you mentioned. Yeah,
you can go from last to first, and that's the one case where not having invested is to your advantage, and that's exactly where small and mid-sized businesses are. They have not managed execution systematically. They don't have programs, systems, technologies, or thought leaders to do it. And now, for the first time, they can kind of jump over the 20th century and come into the 21st and have a better approach than even the big businesses do at a fraction of the cost. So it really will be a revolution. You know, we're past the industrial age and we're into the service-based economy, and we need to learn how to manage our intellectual property, and that's what this is all about.
Thanks for that. Gary, six disciplines. Tell me what other activities your company is involved with before we've got to run here.
Well, we are taking these ideas and realizing that you can't do this with a book. You have to do it with help, coaching, et cetera. So we're building 70 centers around the country. We only have five right now, but we're looking for people who get what we're talking about, and we'll open centers in each major metro in the U.S. and help organizations transform the way they manage execution.
And this type of process, it applies to any size operation in terms of its cost model?
We're really aimed at sort of the small, mid-size, and we define small as at the point you have a layer of management, sort of 15 people or 20 people, and then on up to maybe 500 knowledge workers, that sort of range. The principles apply at organizations of all size. It's just we find that we can make it easier if we pick a group and tailor our solutions to a certain size and structure, and that's what we've done.
I agree, and I'm sure our audience does as well, that you have hit a nerve here with Execution Revolution is the book. We've been visiting with author Gary Harpst. The website, of course, www.sixdisciplines.com. Gary, thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Well, thank you, David. Great interview. I appreciate it.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.